This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We told you about that new and dire UN report yesterday that climate change is quickly getting to a point where adaptation just ain't going to be possible anymore. Too much carbon in the air for us to do anything about it. So how about a story about one small effort to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases that our homes produce? Every year, the National Association of Home Builders unveils what it calls the New American Home, a model home designed to wow attendees at its annual International Builders Show held, as it happens, not too long ago. This year's model is in the Lake Nona neighborhood of Orlando, Florida, and it just sold for $2.7 million, which, believe it or not, is low for the typical New American Home. It boasts some green building certifications, as well as something you might start seeing more of in new houses: net zero energy. Marketplace's Amy Scott tried to figure out what that really means.
Walking into the 4,600-square-foot New American Home, sustainability isn't the first thing that leaps to mind.
Obviously, I know that the wine room has grabbed your attention.
The glass-paneled, climate-controlled wine room, stacked floor to ceiling with bottles.
So for that wine room, that is the W Series Lux Wine Rack Frame System from Vintage View.
That is Kristen, the first of eight guides stationed throughout the sprawling house to rattle off its luxury features. The two-person programmable shower with 12 different nozzles. The tiled dog washing station in the garage. Janine shows us the courtyard swimming pool with built-in lounge chairs.
Now behind you is the cabana, one of the home's two outdoor kitchens. It features a large grill.
Wait, did she just say two outdoor kitchens?
Yes, she said two outdoor kitchens. When we get up to the second one on the roof deck, the whole green thing starts to make a little more sense. Here's Autumn.
Now from here, you can get a great view of the rooftop solar array from LG Solar.
The roof is covered with several large solar panels soaking up the Florida sun.
Now this is a 13.68 kilowatt system that offsets more than 100% of the home's energy use and was critical to achieving a HERS index of minus 15.
Translation, the house can generate at least as much power from its solar panels as it uses. That's what net zero energy means. And it's catching on in the home building industry. Matthew Black coordinates the Advancing Net Zero program at the World Green Building Council. Its goal is to decarbonize the building industry by 2050. He says getting there will require a big reduction in residential energy use, which contributes a whopping 20% of carbon emissions in the United States.
Energy efficiency is a really important part of this. You know, if we don't build a home to be efficient, then it's still going to be consuming an awful lot of energy, and we're going to have to build more and more capacity to meet that demand.
But Black says we also need to think more about what he calls embodied carbon emissions, created in the manufacturing, transportation, and construction phases of building. He says the embodied carbon in buildings makes up around 11% of global emissions.
The outdoor kitchens, the swimming pool, and even, you know, the overall size of the building, all of those choices have emissions associated with them.
When you consider all that, it's hard to say how green the New American Home really is. Josh Kane is vice president of Two Trails, the sustainability consultant on the project. He says it was built to meet the highest national standards for energy and water efficiency, air quality, and waste reduction. And if it looks a bit over the top, he says that's intentional. The hope is that builders will leave inspired.
It showcased what luxury can be, and that you can still have a luxury house and have it still be sustainable and energy efficient. The idea here is that we're moving the industry forward, one house at a time.
But building enough zero-energy homes to make a real difference will take a massive investment. It can add 10 to 20% to the cost of building, though a lot of that is recouped over time. On the tour, I talked to Ron Nance with the Oaks Development Company in Lawton, Oklahoma. He says he has been building more energy-efficient homes, but he's not sure net zero would pay off for him.
I want to leave the smallest environmental footprint that I can whenever I leave this earth. But in reality, People like that, but a lot of times they're not willing to pay additional for that. They would rather have a little bit bigger house or a little bit smaller mortgage payment.
Especially now, when both prices and mortgage interest rates are going up. In Orlando, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.